Rapper Coolio has died at age 59. Cardi B claims court appearance cost her millions. And Shania Twain reflects on a dinner with Oprah that turned sour. It's Thursday, September 29th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Coolio, who's best known for his 1995 hit Gangsta's Paradise, died on Wednesday. He was 59. The rapper, whose real name was Artist Leon Ivey Jr., was found unresponsive in the bathroom of a friend's house. Paramedics pronounced him dead on the scene. A cause of death is not confirmed, but according to TMZ, it is believed that Coolio suffered a heart attack. Born in Pennsylvania, he moved to California and worked as an airport security guard before recording his first single in 1987. He signed a record deal in 1994 and released It Takes a Thief, which spawned the hit Fantastic Voyage. Gangsta's Paradise, which featured singer LV and sampled Stevie Wonder's Pastime Paradise, was a huge hit and earned a Grammy for Best Rap Solo Performance. Coolio hadn't released a studio album since his 8th in 2009, but continued to perform live. He was barred from entering Canada in 2013 and in 2018 due to a criminal record that included possession of a firearm. The rapper, who was briefly married in the late 90s, had at least 10 children with different women. Tributes quickly started showing up on social media from hip-hop stars like LL Cool J and Ice Cube. "One of the nicest dudes I've ever known," tweeted MC Hammer. Good people. Cardi B shared an important message about consequences this week. The 29-year-old rap star claimed in a tweet that she lost an opportunity with video game producer Activision because she had to go to court to plead guilty for charges stemming from a fight made inside a strip club in Queens, New York 4 years ago. "My stupid decision in the past caused me to miss out on money now," Cardi wrote. "I had a multi-million dollar Call of Duty deal on the table that I couldn't take because of court. Guys, think twice about those decisions. Lessons learned." Cardi added that she had to back out of the deal because she wasn't able to shoot on time due to her September 15th court appearance. Just as the trial was set to begin, Cardi pleaded guilty on third-degree assault and second-degree reckless endangerment. 10 other charges were dismissed. She is required to complete 15 days of community service before January. "Part of growing up and maturing is being accountable for your actions," Cardi wrote in a statement at the time of her plea. "As a mother, it is a practice that I am trying to instill into my children, but the example starts with me. I've made some bad decisions in my past that I'm not afraid to face and own up to. These are moments that don't define me, and they're not reflective of who I am now. I'm looking forward to moving past the situation." Shania Twain said a dinner out with Oprah Winfrey quickly went sour when the subject of religion came up. During an appearance on the Table Manners podcast, Twain was asked about her most memorable dinners in the 1990s and named Winfrey. "She's such a smart lady and it's such great to sit down and have real talk," she said. "But as soon as we started talking about religion, it all went sour. So I said, let's stop talking about religion." Twain, who described Winfrey as quite religious, said that she is more spiritual than religious, so the two were not going to find common ground. "You know, everyone always says never talk about politics or religion. It just wasn't debatable," she recalled. "There's no room for debate. And I like to debate. Canadians like to debate everything. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna change the subject." Thanks to John Argendi for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening. Just a quick programming note, The Filter will be going on hiatus until Tuesday, October 11th, as I'm going on vacation.